Hey brother, it's Dan Dore with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks again for watching today. Today I'm talking about the small little question of who am I? And it's a really difficult question to answer, but it's such an important question when we're talking about relationships, when we're talking about purpose and mission and meaning of life. Yeah, it does relate to that, right? Who am I? If you don't have a clear view of who you are, then the meaning of your life is going to be fluctuating all the time. Your sense of self, your sense of confidence in yourself is going to be fluctuating all the time. So many of the guys that we speak to, myself included, have become amazing chameleons. Depending on the situation that we find ourselves in, we will mold and adapt ourselves to meet that situation, to be whatever it is the situation needs us to be. And that's great, and it works really well in a business environment because obviously in a business environment you need to provide a certain service and then you will get compensated for that service. But in a relationship, it's totally different. There is no compensation happening, although we'll often look at it in that way, but the compensation is not there in a relationship. It's really about attraction. It's really about who you are is fundamental to that connection between the two people. And that's the same whether this is a romantic relationship or a friendship or colleagues or good working rapport, that sort of stuff. It's really important for the relationship connection part of those relationships. And so it's even more important when we're talking about a long-term monogamous relationship or marriage, because those things are fundamental to creating polarity, creating spark, creating some kind of attraction between the two people. So creativity is what I would say underpins all of that. Who am I? And you can be creative in any moment in responding to whatever the situation is that you find yourself in. So this is why we're always talking about values and standards and principles and that sort of thing, because being able to be clear in what's important to you, what values you resonate with, that stand out for you, that you want to hold yourself to, that you think the world would be a better place if more people held themselves to these standards. But the only person you have any control over is you, obviously, so you have to start with you. But in any situation, you get to respond to that situation, and you get to respond to that situation with clarity around your values and what's important to you. And as you do that, that's how you create who you are. That's how you create that sense of self. And so the more you do this, and you can chop and change, obviously, and learn as you go along, and opinions and beliefs change as we grow older and encounter more of life experience. But being able to be clear about why you have a certain opinion and perspective and value that is fundamental to you is so important. That's the creative part of who you are, but it's also the creative part of life. Like, what is the meaning of life? Some people will say it's happiness, some people will say it's peace, some people will say it's fulfillment, and I would say it's creativity, right? That God-given right or universe-given, whatever you want to call it, the ability that we have over any other species to be inspired, to be creative, to have intuition, to respond to a situation with a new idea, with a new thought. And when you take that and add it to who am I, then you start becoming the creator of your world. You start becoming the creator of your life much more efficiently, much more creatively, much more interestingly than you have been before, right? And it really comes down to that. So you don't need huge amounts of values and principles and standards, but you do need some fundamental ones, some that are non-negotiable that you don't budge on with anybody else, because those things are going to underpin any of the decisions and any of the choices and the way that you respond to everything. So who am I becomes this creative process. It becomes something that is ever evolving, and that's really interesting. That actually is really exciting. That creates some inspiration about what's going to happen next. So oftentimes when we're speaking to guys in coaching, he's got to a really good place of confidence and sense of self when he's going, actually, I'm looking forward to the next time that my wife has a difficult day or the next time that something goes wrong at work, because I get to choose how I want to respond to it. And I trust myself to be creative in that. We're talking about spiritual confidence in yourself to respond to a situation, to evolve and grow and learn and become something more than you were the previous moment in the previous situation. So that's why I wanted to give to you today. The fundamental for me of the meaning of life is creativity. I'm the person that gets to choose what I make this moment mean for me, about me, and what I want to respond to it, the way that I want to respond to it, in a way that creates a new version of me, a better version of me, a version of me that I can be proud of, a version of me that I can feel fulfilled with, and yet also be open to the fact that I'm still evolving, I'm still learning, I'm still growing, and this is a work in progress. So that's what I got to give to you today, guys. Send me your feedback, put a comment below the video. We'd love to hear what you got from this, what you heard from this video. Take care.